Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I'll be featuring for twos in a couple weeks.
Twos is fucking great.
Twos is great. Hey, poop and pee, hey!
Poop and pee. And poop and pee.
It's them boys.
We them boys.
Poop and pee and poop and pee.
Them scatological boys. Fantasy boys. Welcome to the Fantasy Boys Podcast. Happy birthday, Bill Squire.
Billy birthday.
Yay, yay. I have to get a perm.
Yeah, Bill has to get a perm.
You're getting a perm?
Yeah. One of the way I marketed my album, which made it to number one on the iTunes comedy charts, was I said if it gets to number one on the iTunes comedy charts, that I would get a perm because there was supposed
so
to be
exciting.
A punishment for the Polar Glass battle that we do on the radio show.
Mm-hmm.
And if I lost, I was going to have to get a perm. And it's such a funny idea. I'm like, oh, I could just roll that over. And so I'm going to get it, and it's going to be... reveal it on opening day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What were
doing like live broadcasts.
What was the punishment for the Polar Blast this year?
Pound cake. I get to shock him with a dog shot collar, like, all through the show. Like, I'll have a remote control for it.
That's hurt.
Yeah.
That's hurt really bad.
No, they don't. They're fine.
My
That earring was great.
Yeah, the earring was funny. Alan has to do a shot roulette of, like, gross or hot, whatever things we want.
Mm.
And then Erica's got to get a spray tan on half her body going vertically. Awesome.
Is she going to do that for opening day too?
She should. That would be funny.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
How long do they have to wear the tan?
The tan?
Yeah.
Well, let's or wash it off.
Or what about the perm?
The perm, I'm just going to rock it until like it's
the perm guy.
So it's not a thing anymore. Yeah. Like, once it stops being a perm, then
I can't imagine you in a fucking... You're going to look fucking awful, dude.
Dude, here, I'll show you. Someone did a Photoshop.
Yeah, I saw you. Put it on the fucking...
Yeah, it's my profile picture on Facebook, which means it's my profile picture on, like, Uber and Lyft, and I just got a ride here. The lady picked me up, and, like, look at me, she's 100 years old, and she probably couldn't even see anyway. Oh, what a terrible driver. There should be an age requirement.
Yes.
There should be an age requirement
for driving in general,
yeah.
Yes.
And that lady, first of all, she's got music on pretty loud.
Right.
She's got the window down, and then she's trying to have a conversation with me, and I'm sitting in the back seat, and she's just like mumbling all this shit. And I'm like, I have no idea what you're saying. Also, I'm just trying to fuck around on my phone. Like, I don't, I'm giving you no symbol here that I want to have a conversation.
Yeah, I always feel
Please
bad,
Please pick
though.
Up on that.
I always feel bad, like, riding in silence with fucking...
I don't feel bad.
I don't feel bad either.
You do an initial hello, how you doing? And then if there's, like, any sort of silence, then there's a permanent silence.
I've had some good conversations with some Uber drivers before.
Yeah, if it's natural and it's fine, then it's okay. But,
Sometimes when I'm drunk... And
but, it, like, I would have been fine talking to her, but I couldn't hear her.
Right.
Like, understand that you have to speak at a higher volume.
I'm not judging.
And turn the radio down.
Sometimes when I'm drunk, if it's like an immigrant guy, like fucking driving the Uber, I'll try to get him to say how much he doesn't like the president and then pretend like I'm from immigration afterwards.
I wonder what your Uber
is. No, I don't do the last part.
Speaking of old drivers, at Giant Eagle yesterday, this guy... He runs right through a stop sign, like, as I'm going, like, nearly T-boned him, and then he turns right and, like, floors it down a one-way road the wrong way.
Yeah, well, people shouldn't drive. That is...
That's reasonable. That's reasonable. I don't see anything wrong with that. Mm-hmm.
We are not living in a reasonable country. You're allowed to eat these on your diet?
Zero carbs, baby.
Oh, yeah, that's because they're just...
yeah, it's just fat.
it's mostly protein because it's just... It's pork skins. Pork rinds is what we're talking about.
I
eat pork rinds.
They're good.
Pork rinds used to be a punchline in cartoons in the 90s. Mm-hmm. Then bonbons.
Yeah, bonbons is like... That got to be a thing because of What was that?
Married with Children.
Married with Children.
I've never seen a bonbon or what a bonbon is.
It's German for candy.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Good to know.
Bonbon.
Get the bonbon. Would you like to? Would you like to put a little bonbon on my chest?
Ooh, bonbons.
Ooh, yes. How about we have a real party here and have a bunch of bonbons?
I brought some bonbons. I know I'm awful.
Oh, you just know how to get me.
This is so bad.
Hey, how about we kill some Jews?
God damn it! What is that? Took a drink.
Oh, goodness. I don't, gotta say, been rooting for North Korea during the Olympics here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
I haven't watched any, what's their story?
They're fucking rad as hell. I don't see anything wrong with them.
Well, the Olympics I watched was the Red Gerard thing.
But that's, you have like a connection to them.
I went to high school with two of his older brothers.
That dude.
So it's basically like your best friends with him.
Yeah. Basically, like my best friend. I remember the kid being born. I remember thinking the name Redmond was weird, and I remember thinking he looked like a girl for most of his young life. He still.
Looks I thought all of those things are true.
Yeah, when he was doing that
very
interview.
Small person.
Yeah,
he looks like a hella stoner, and I like him for it.
That was amazing though, because his first two runs, like he fell both mm-hmm. times, and like had like 40s each time.
Oh really?
Yeah,
he fucking lit it up.
Good.
Yeah,
it's because he was up all night smoking weed and watching Netflix.
Well, that's like the story. He's like. Not like smoking weed, but Olympic 17-year-old Olympian loses coat, shows up late, wins gold, then says fuck on TV.
They say fuck.
And
then his family, like, there's all these stories about his family going, he's just getting fucked up that whole time.
I'm
like,
sure.
Like, everybody's interviewing, all they're talking about is how they're just getting fucked up. Like, the one kid that, like, I'm actually, like, friends with. Apparently shouted out the Rocky River Police. Like, look at us now, Rocky River Police. Shout out to Officer Phil, who's the DARE officer.
That's so fucking
they
good.
They printed that quote in Time magazine.
That's hilarious.
That's the best.
Oh,
so
man.
They, like, there's like pictures of them, like, you know, they cut to his family as he won, like, people have beer cans in their hand.
Yeah, it was at Market, wasn't it? Weren't they having their little
They had, like,
party?
A watch party there, but I'm talking about, like, at
the and,
oh,
at
his family
yeah.
at
oh,
the Olympics.
Oh. Yeah, I didn't watch. The only Olympics that I saw was, like, last weekend, the luge, a minute of the luge. Ooh. I don't understand how the fuck that you, like, practice that shit, because you got a wreck, I would imagine, to practice it, and
you
like, wreck... You, no, well, yeah. I mean, wouldn't you in that skin-tight bodysuit with the brisk air running over your back? but yes. I mean, you gotta crash every now and again, practicing. And when
you
you're crashing
all the time.
Yeah, when you're crashing at 80 miles an hour, though, I would imagine you break fucking every bone in your body. How do they, like, continuously...
I think they take it slow until they get to a good enough... Until they're skilled enough that they can go 80 and not crash. That's why they're Olympic athletes, because they don't crash, because they have the reflexes and skills to do that.
They should take that skiing and rifle shooting event and
biathlon
and hand the rifle to the luger.
They have to shoot while they're
luging? Shoot on the luge.
Like the skeleton?
I'd watch the shit out of that.
Yeah.
That'd be cool as fuck.
What's the skeleton again?
Skeleton's just like a
head
a
first luge.
Yeah. It's like a slot. You're just on like a sled.
Holy shit.
And there was a... Someone was doing the luge, and they missed their sled, and then they just, like, it was, like, getting away from them, and they're just, like, sliding down the thing, and just, like, sad. Just, like, slowly coming to a stop, and then they had to, like, carefully exit
gingerly.
The ramp. Yeah. Someone's trying to help them, and they're like, I don't want your help.
I'm for stricter gun laws, but I think that they should increase the amount of guns in the Olympics.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah, that's fine.
So with the Palestinians...
Add guns to more sports. Mm-hmm. Figure skating.
Figure skating, but then you have to go through, like... It's like one of those training courses where you're skating and shooting targets, but you have to make sure you don't shoot the little girl. You got
to
shoot the bad guys.
Yeah, like Norwegian commandos.
Take at least 3 shots during a spin mm-hmm. and not hit the little kids.
Two-man luge. Why not introduce a gun and be gay?
Right. You get locked in and then you lock and load.
Two-man luge. Like, that's even more improbable and the silliest thing that you can possibly watch during the Olympics. It's just funny seeing two dudes, like, fucking...
There's no way it's the silliest thing, though. I mean, it's absolutely silly.
It's pretty.
Curling is the silliest thing.
Curling is easily the silliest thing. I mean, they wanted to take wrestling out of the Olympics, but curling, not a fucking word against
it. I mean, I can see you and your buddies having a few, and, like, curling, that sounds like fun. That's like, I can't see us getting loaded, but dressed up in Lycron suits and skating on the ice with one of our heads in our crotches.
I can't, well, not us, but I can see people doing that, and there's more athleticism involved in that than curling. Curling's like, that's like if cornhole was an Olympic sport.
It looks like a wacky backyard game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's something you could play with your kid and have the exact same result as if you were playing with Olympians.
A scrub brush is an Olympic piece of equipment.
Then why aren't there more Mexican curling teams?
Because they don't have the ice. They use it all for margaritas.
All of it. Not the tap water.
Oh, man. Did you guys see, or did you see the Laura Ingraham LeBron clip?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I like
to pronounce her name Ingraham.
I was telling him that,
I like to say Rachel Nichols is Rachel Nipples.
Ooh, if only. I was telling him at the end when she's like, as somebody once said, shut up and dribble a basketball. And I was thinking, that's not really a common phrase that somebody would once say unless it was followed by the N-word.
Right.
Like, shut up and dribble a basketball?
Yeah, that's not...
Pretty sure that's the punchline to a joke that somebody told me once.
Right, like, that's like something that's passed around like a veterans...
Like a VFW?
Yeah,
it's fucking incredibly...
Well, Chris Long, is that his name?
Yeah, yeah.
He's the fucking best.
He is.
He is the fucking best.
Howie Long's kid.
He posted all these, because, you know, she's, the whole thing is, he's an athlete, she doesn't want to hear his political views, and then he just posted all these, like, entertainers and athletes and all these
Ted
screenshots.
Nugent.
Yeah, Ted Nugent and Kurt Schilling and just,
James,
you know,
Voight.
All these idiots that have, but they're on that side, so they're fine.
Right.
So that's like the whole thing is, if you agree with them, then great, you can say anything you want. You disagree, which, why would LeBron James agree with Donald Trump?
Scott Baio spoke at the Republican National Convention.
Yes, he did, actually.
How dare you fucking degrade LeBron James, but,
well, I mean,
Scott,
like,
Baio just fine.
They don't even, like, try to hide it anymore.
No.
That's why it's so, like...
And here's the thing. When there was a school shooting on Wednesday, like, I was taking a shit today during our show, and I was listening to...
Rush?
A little bit of... No, I was listening to Glenn filling in for Triv,
uh-huh.
And he's been filling in all week, because Triv gets, like, 8-9 months of vacation.
Sure.
So, when the shooting happened, Glenn said something about... someone accidentally sending his wife a dick pic, and then was just like, because all the details weren't in, so he said something like, was keeping it light until all the details came in.
Right.
And this lady's like, I thought you should have been fired. And he's like, okay. If you want me to be fired because I didn't want to speak on something until I knew all the details, then you're kind of weird.
Well, that's everybody.
But also, it was funny to watch him try and, like just because he's not much older than me. He might be
my age.
I think he's maybe my age or even younger. But he's just got to deal with these old curmudgeons.
Which, I would imagine...
They're so sensitive. They're way more sensitive.
Oh, yeah. That has to be so... Because even if you don't fucking agree with that shit, to just listen to, like... constantly be berated with the type of people that call in the Trivisano's fucking show day after day. Like, that would fucking drive a man. Talk about workplace shootings.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like, that would fucking, something would snap in me to, like, listen to that.
We have callers from all across the spectrum that call our show, but we know how to, like, we can have fun with them. Either we can bust their balls
right.
or get in a fun argument or just have a good discussion. Like, there's a couple... pro-gun people that called in today. We had great discussions about gun control. And the consensus seems to be amongst people that have a brain that there should be something in place to keep people from getting guns like that.
Your gun control bit. We were talking, like, I was telling him before the podcast. I've told like 8 people that. I think it's the funniest. Like, it's such a great fucking point.
Oh, the Venn diagram one?
Or? No, the
troops.
Yeah, the what's more disrespectful than
the
national anthem?
Yeah, that's the same thing. The Venn diagram is people that protest, that get angry about the national anthem protest, and the people that are all for the Second Amendment. That Venn diagram is a circle.
Oh yeah.
I think you actually gave me that.
I think the other part's the best though.
No, I think but that's like the setup. Yeah. Like it definitely gets better. And it's getting. I'm still working on it.
Let us know what the joke is, just so the people at home know.
Okay, so then I say they're so concerned about the troops and people disrespecting the troops, but they also don't want the government to take their guns. But who do they think the government sends to take their guns? The troops! You know, if we were to survey 100 troops in a Family Feud-style setting and ask them if they'd rather be shot in the face or have someone kneel during a song... Survey says, kneel during a song. They prefer that. They find that much better than getting shot. Fucking dummies.
I don't... It's just like... Here's the thing. I heard this fucking... I was listening to your show the other day, and I think...
You should just play my show. My show, Alan's.
Well, but he was saying about... Like, it's true. Like, we've come as a society... Nothing's gonna change, so why? Like, it doesn't even phase. Like, this doesn't even phase me. 4 months ago, 600 people were fucking shot, and I've been there twice since and took pictures in front of
them. And got married.
Like, yeah. And, like, fucking, nobody batted an eye when I was doing air guns in front of the fucking Mandalay Bay. Like, 600 people got shot there 4 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody gives a fuck. So, like, I can go online right now and buy a bump stock. Like, yeah. No, this isn't gonna change shit. I just saw something, Ted Cruz. Was spouting some shit. They're not going to change. They fucking...
No, they won't. Because they're all bought and paid for by the NRA, and it just... There's no need.
What are you... Oh. What's that? It's an empty Adderall casing.
Oh, so did you guys have a little Addy Patty?
Oh, it's from, Addy like, the Super Bowl last year. Oh, they just swept into the corner.
Clean your room.
I have. It was in the fucking cave. Corner.
Yeah, corners are part of your room.
I spotted that pretty quick.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, I reckon that's pretty well.
Yeah, everybody's danced with the Addy lady.
I don't want to do that shit anymore.
Same. I'm good.
I had a prescription and I stopped taking it just because it was making me insane.
Yeah, I know. It's meth.
Yeah.
It's like fucking...
Like, my comedy gets so bad, I do longer bits, and I talk way too much. Like, all of a sudden, every story, everything gets all this fat. Because my mind, I'm just speaking, like, talking.
And then, like, when you're doing it and drinking, like, you're past the point of...
I just get angry.
Well, me too, but you're past the point where your body lets you know to shut off drinking, but you're still up, and you're just blacked out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Any upper that's worth a damn.
Yeah.
So do you have any?
Yeah, I think we do.
It's my birthday.
Did I tell you about the time I lost my watch?
No.
So my buddy gave, like, he had like the Adderall and he was just kind of passing them out. Like, if you get him drunk enough, at least a couple years ago, if you got him drunk enough, hey, he'd just give everybody his Adderall. Otherwise, he would try and sell it for just a couple bucks, but we'd all take advantage of it. So we all took it, and we went to one of those Velvet Dog parties. You know how people win the VIP party, and it's $2 everything? Yeah. I got blackout drunk on Johnny Walker Red Label. So then at the end of the night, like, I'm just standing on the street on West 6th, just like right on the sidewalk, and every girl that passed by in a dress, I kept going, "You are wearing the shit out of that dress."
But it sounded like, "Bruh!"
And it worked. On one girl, this girl stops and just starts making out with me. She dug it. She loved it.
Because she was like, "Wow, that's a song! You think I'm pretty?" And then you guys bumped foreheads.
And that's how he met Amy Schumer.
So then everything went black. And then, like, I have a memory of being in the cab. And I remember bragging about being a comedian in the cab.
Because
it was like the girl, the driver, and then two other people that really fucked up by letting us in that cab. So So it takes us to this girl's hotel. I had to like go into the hotel lobby and get $40 to pay this dude. I really don't remember where the hotel was at, but it was apparently a lot of money. So then we go up to the hotel room and like we really went at it in like the elevator. We went hard in the elevator, and then I remember being in her room and her roommate, like her friends were there. Apparently like a bunch of them got a hotel room, and so like two of her friends were just laying in the one bed. So I've never really been one to like do group sex kind of stuff. But that night I was like, okay, you guys do whatever you want over there. And then I took my shirt off and my shoes off, took my watch off and laid in the other bed as this girl like went into the bathroom. So she just stays in the bathroom and has her friends get rid of me.
Oh no!
Yeah. The dude was like, hey buddy, it's not happening for you tonight.
Oh no!
I was like, you can go fuck yourself. Like, we just were going at it in the elevator. This is definitely happening tonight. You don't gotta watch, but this is happening tonight.
Oh no.
And so he goes, come on man, you gotta go. And I was like, really? And then she walks out and she like nodded. And I'm like, oh, the fuck did you bring me back here for?
Because she needed a cab ride,
I guess. So I put my shirt and my shoes back on and left my watch. I leave. Nice watch. I spent, huh?
Nice watch.
A fossil watch. Not great, but like.
But it's a good.
Probably $150 watch.
Yeah.
Christmas present.
So no.
Yeah. So then a couple days later, I am on Facebook, and this is like old Facebook format where like if you went to somebody's page, like at the top it had like little thumbnails of the people they had recently become friends with.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking on like the news feed. I see this girl that I went to high school with tagged in a picture by a guy named Bobby Champagne, who ended up going to jail for some sort of coke ring that he was.
Yeah, I remember Bobby Champagne. Yeah. He at Liquid, I believe.
Remember Callie Miles and the Bomb Squad?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Like he was like the dude involved in that. He was engaged to Callie Miles.
Callie Miles is like, she's trying to be like a pop star here, but basically just like blue-haired whore.
Her and a bunch of other like good-looking girls, like they all would go and like hang out at parties and get
Do vaguely.
That was like bottle service.
Promotion and shit like that.
I vaguely remember that. This is like 2013, 14.
But I didn't know that. I just saw the name Bobby Champagne. I gotta see what Bobby Champagne looks like. So I click on this dude's thing, and I'll be goddamned if the big-ass face right there and the friends that he just made wasn't this girl that took me back to the hotel room.
Oh, really?
So I find her, and I message her on Facebook, like, hey, yeah, I made up a story that my grandma gave me that watch. It has sentimental value. Like, really, I'll drive to wherever you are and come get it. Please just give me my watch back. No answer for 10 months. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I get like a message going, oh, my God, I just saw this. I'll check for you. And she didn't end up finding
it. In that situation, I would have just chalked up the watch.
Oh, to Adderall.
Yeah.
I tipped the cab driver when I got back to my buddy's place with weed. Like, I brought him into my buddy's house to take some bong rips.
That's amazing.
And I opened the door, my buddy has, like, an American Pitbull mix.
Mm.
And the cab driver's like, oh, no, I'm leaving.
I was just, it was Valentine's Day this week. And I had just remembered this story I was telling Josh. About 4 years ago, we went out drinking, and it was a Valentine's Day that it was fucking, like, a blizzard, right? So then we were in the Richland, and this lady in a bra and just an overcoat, fucking drunk, and we were fucked up or whatever. So she was like, let's go. She was, like, basically like, hey, let's go fuck, yeah. And I was like, yeah, sure. But I was so drunk that instead of the Uber taking me back to my apartment, I had them take me to that Days Inn.
Oh, wow. The one over Clifton. On
Clifton. Yeah. So at like 3 o'clock in the morning, which is like fucking, it's a prostitute fucking, like, you know.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, long story short, I pay the money for the room. We get inside, and she's like, you can fuck me, but I'm on the brag, or something like that. And I was like, yeah, I'm good. So in the morning, I, like, lay awake, like, all night. And I was like, how are we going to fucking get out of here? Because this was in the early days of Uber.
Right.
Like, there was hardly an Uber around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
right? So it was like 8 o'clock in the morning, no fucking Uber. Now I'm awake. Now she's awake. And I was like, well, here's the thing. We got to wait here. So like I turned on the TV, turned it up really loud and just like, this is awkward. She's like, I'll blow you. I was like, all right. So then like the Uber finally comes, right? Now this is Valentine's Day. This is like the Saturday morning. It's Valentine's Day. It's like this guy's picking me up at the fucking Days Inn prostitute hotel. You know what I mean? Like this lady isn't a prostitute. She's just like fucking a drunk piece of a drunk wreck. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so
piece of what? What was that?
I was gonna say, but I am the piece of shit as well in this situation. Yeah. So like the Uber driver is like dressed up because it's Valentine's Day. Gets in the cab, like coming from this place or the Uber or whatever, and he turns to me and he's like, would you like a rose for your lady?
Like, that's awesome.
Like, okay,
you know what?
Like hand her silence. And then we get back to my house. I gotta drop her off in fucking Rocky River and dig out my car for the, I was like, we're not going in my apartment. It was a bad, I don't,
that sounds Valentine's. Like a decent Valentine.
Oh yeah, it was fine. It was just awkward. I thought it was funny that the guy handed me the rose.
Why was she just wearing a bra and
I don't
a
know
jacket? I hope there's someone wearing that tonight at East End.
I have no idea.
I hope it becomes a look. Just a bra and a jacket.
Yeah. Are there people coming out tonight?
Yeah, I told a bunch of people, so I think we're going to have a good time.
Where are we going?
East End.
Oh, okay. Cool.
That's like, that's a bar that I know will have not a lot of people, but not too many people. Like, it's a good drinking bar.
And a raccoon fell out the ceiling.
I love that raccoon.
I wasn't there for that.
We've told the story a bunch of times, but
jump up like he got excited like a little kid would get excited. He's like, it's a raccoon. He like jumped up on it. He's like, holy shit, it's a raccoon.
Jack Morrow would love a raccoon.
But he was like equal parts excited and scared. Like he just hilarious.
Like looking like Jurassic Park or something, all the ceiling
tiles. Yeah, the ceiling tiles like, sort of, like caving in and like falling down.
Or it looks up and like this fucking raccoon.
Like one of them hits Spider in the head.
Yeah, and then like fucking people went back, they like, and then it just like crawled back up the ceiling and people went back to the table. And like just eating french fries as if a raccoon didn't fall out of the fucking ceiling.
Hey.
That's fame. I mean, good on him. I don't know. That's more bravery than.
It was great. It's one of my favorite things.
Oh man, Jesus Christ Almighty! We're it's going to be an East End weekend. We're recording Paul's album there tomorrow.
Oh yeah, we should have had him on as a guest.
I know. Oh well, fuck him. This will be out day of, so nobody's gonna fucking come. But no, hopefully, much people come.
Yeah, I think it's got a decent amount of buzz.
I mean, like, fucking the roast shows like are continuously packed, so should be fun. Speaking of which, the roast show on March 3rd, we're having the roast of Marlon Fears.
I know.
I'm missing it.
Hit me up. Yeah, we're at the Roxino.
Oh, dude, it's going to be like fucking the highlight of my year.
Did you get to go see Zachariah and Adam at the
Roxino? No, I didn't have going because my dad got he went to the hospital, so I had to go deal with him and his stupid blood clots. Thanks a lot, Dad. Who knows? Yeah, he's fine. He was in the hospital for like 8 days, and he had a blood clot. Like, they said, just a ton of blood clots in his lungs, and like the fact that none of them got into his brain or anything. But he's incredibly lucky.
Oh yeah,
so, damn, well,
that's good. But
he's all right now. He has to wear oxygen though.
Oh boy.
And like my dad, a proud dude.
Oh
like,
yeah, I'm sure.
A construction worker. He's been, you know, he owned his own company. He still owns his own company. So, like, he's a guy that, like, never takes a sick day, stuff like that. And now he's got to always have oxygen in his nose. And it just, to me, I kind of like it. Because I can tease him and be like, oh, what's up? Are you all right? Can you hear me? Can you see me?
Did you guys ever see the movie Bad Lieutenant, Port of Call, New Orleans?
No, we talked
about that one, yeah.
Oh, there's a scene where it cuts off an old lady's oxygen. It's fucking hilarious.
What did you think of Black Panther?
I fucking loved it.
Really good. I felt myself rooting for Michael B. Jordan.
That's exactly why it was good.
All right, guys, we get it. You're not racist, all right?
No, he was really racist. Michael B. Jordan's character was pretty racist, so.
Oh. Wait, is he the hero?
No, he's the bad guy.
Oh, I thought he was the hero.
No, Michael B. Jordan is he's the hero in Creed.
He's in The Wire, too. He's Wallace.
Yeah.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Chadwick Boseman is the hero in Black Panther.
Oh, okay. Michael B. Jordan. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, he's great.
No, Michael B. Jordan. Yeah, I know. What are you trying to tell me? Michael
B. Jordan. Who else would I be?
Michael B. Jordan. No, I know that. I get that. Okay? You're Michael Jordan. So bad. Oh, man.
Could you name a white kid Chadwick?
A white kid? Yeah. Chad Weaver is Chadwick, isn't he?
Is he?
I think.
Yeah, it's probably actually more appropriate than a white kid.
I don't think people really say Chadwick on the birth certificate. I think they just go Chad.
Chad. Dangling Chad.
Like a participle? I remember
a Kia commercial when all that was happening. And it was like, here at Kia, we're having our own Chad problem. There's a bunch of old people like counting the votes. 1, 2, and then this dude would run in looking all disheveled and go, Chad! And they all lose their count and get all startled.
That's funny.
That was fucked up, man. Like that, not that like history would have changed that much, but like it kind of like Bush kind of legally manipulated his way into a win there.
Yeah.
But they still would have fucking bombed Iraq, so it's probably not much of a difference. All the Democrats voted to go in, so.
Yep.
'Twas a good time, back in the wholesome days, the halcyon days of only worrying about one war.
Who did the thing talking about George Bush and how bad he was? Oh, it was Will Ferrell when he was hosting Saturday Night Live, and he just kind of reminded everybody he's doing his George Bush impression. Just reminding everybody how bad.
Good, I'm glad. He was. Because he was.
Like, I know I'm like a goofy kind of uncle character now, but I did a lot of terrible things.
He did, man. I remember, like, that was a fucking big deal.
Oh, yeah. He was
very hated.
Yes.
He was almost as hated as Trump is.
More so.
He left
office at a 28% approval rating, the lowest ever. Trump is consistently like 38, 40.
I thought he was closer to like 34.
If you like, that's still.
I could be wrong.
I mean, it depends on
what. Well, the thing about Trump is he's got all these women that he's like. They're like three women that had NDAs that are all coming out and saying like, I had sex with him while he was married. Once one of them is the least bit ethnic, that's when it all falls apart. A black girl, a Latina, then it's basically like, what?
That's true.
And it can't be a light skinned black girl. It's got to be like
a Nubian princess. Yeah.
I've touched myself to Stormy Daniels before.
She's so vanilla. Like that's exactly the porn star that I would think.
But have you done it since you found out?
I looked at her body of work.
Like you said, she is very vanilla. This was like.
Yeah, like younger days.
Oh, yeah,
2010,
yeah.
2011.
Mm-hmm. I remember she tried running for governor or the Senate a couple of years ago. Like, after.
Did she win?
Spoiler, no.
She was in. Remember the 40-year-old virgin when he starts watching the porn tapes and he's watching Spaceball or Space Nuts or whatever it is? Like, she's the porn star on the screen. That's what I saw her in. It's like I found and downloaded on LimeWire, Space Nuts.
I just think that it's so, there's so many other things, like, A, I think it's amazing that, like, he can have a fucking sex scandal with porn stars and shit, like, once a month, and it's not the biggest story in the fucking world.
No.
But, B, I don't think that you should, like, shame, like, who gives a fuck, you know what I mean? So what, he cheats on his wife, like, who cares?
That's the thing that you, but what's aggravating about it is, his base, like he's got that branch of it that's evangelicals that love him so much. But this, if this is any other candidate, if Barack Obama were to hug Oprah, they'd be like, oh, he's an adulterer. Like,
right, yeah.
But because they just like him because he's hateful towards immigrants and stuff like that. That they're like, well, yeah, people make mistakes. You gotta forgive.
No, I understand. But like the other thing about it too is like people that I like who I've once found funny. You know what I mean? Like Trump has turned them into fucking lunatics, like like Dana Gould and Judd Apatow and stuff like that. It's like the porn star, the guy Stormy Daniels' boyfriend. It's like you're shaming a guy for fucking. You know what I mean? Like that's the lamest fucking.
Yeah.
Like you could. There's so many other things to fucking go after the stupidest, fattest man in American history, and you fucking go after him for fucking, who cares?
For Stormy Daniels.
Yeah, because that's the...
Chelsea Handler had some sort of tweet saying...
Yeah, like, that her too. I saw that. Yeah,
she had something saying like, oh, like something against
morals. Yeah, like morals. Did we teach our children?
Porn stars were coming pissed out of the woodwork
and good, her. Rightfully so. Like, why is a profession like anything else? More, that's the thing that fucking, like, it's still, it's the most consumed, like, product across the board, and yet, like, still all those people are like fucking ostracized.
I just want to know why these women, like that. Some women are terrible. They're fucking Donald Trump, and Donald Trump has never been someone you should want to fuck.
But if they're, I don't begrudge them for accepting money from a rich guy to have sex. So good.
So, but let's call them that. Then they're prostitutes, and they are prostitutes in these situations.
But that's fine.
They're selling their story immediately to the dude at the Inquirer, and then he buries the story.
But then good on her. Like, okay. That's a fucking capitalist to fucking, we live in a capitalist society. She's so a working girl, fucking.
Ban some guns and unban whores.
Yeah, absolutely.
But like, so, wait. Did he pay them for sex?
Not directly.
But he like paid for their like shit to be there and bought them gifts.
He gives them gifts and he like, he takes care of them. Like, it's all this extravagant, like, process, but then after they would leave, they would get to sit down with the guy that runs the National Enquirer, and he would take, like, he'd be like, oh, I can tell your story, people are going to know about this, and so then they tell their story. NDAs,
right?
What?
They signed no non-disclosures, right?
Well, and that's the thing, is like, they signed a non-disclosure where they can only speak to this guy, and then
he would bury it,
and then he would just go, that's all. Because he was just Trump's friend, and he was getting money from Trump to do that, and then he gives some of that money to the girls.
Yeah, so there's no paper trail.
Yeah.
Which, like, again, the whole Russian thing, I really don't care, because at the end of the day, like, that propaganda...
How do you indict, like, Russians? Like,
that's what I mean. It doesn't mean shit. And
what,
like,
you're gonna be like, oh, you got us, U.S. We'll come over.
Yeah, exactly. I don't really care about that, because so what if they were riling up latent fucking feelings amongst like oppressed groups. All that shit was true. Mm-hmm. It's true. They should feel fucking, you know what I mean? Like, they didn't say any, like, it's propaganda insofar that it's another country, but like they were saying shit like the wealthy are taking advantage of poor people and stuff like that. And that's what they're, the fucking Democrat. Nobody wants to see like the fucking information of that. I don't see. So I don't give a fuck about this whole, and it's every day, 24 hours a day on fucking CNN about fucking Russia and shit.
That's the problem with the 24-hour news cycle, is you have to keep everything sensationalized.
I know,
all the time.
Fucking.
So when they say breaking news, people feel like they have to tune in, and then there's a lot of people that buy into that, and they say, oh, this is it, because they just want something to happen, and then when it doesn't, they go, the next thing. And so they're addicted to that feeling, like they know something as soon as it happens. It's like news hipsters, and it's the same on both sides.
Yeah, yeah.
Where they just want to know what's happening, or believe something that nobody else knows about, or be able to talk like they know more than everyone else.
It's the Matrix, man.
Was that movie good?
Yes. Remember John Collins?
Mm-hmm.
He looked like, when he had dreads, he looked like the two twins from the Matrix. Fucking, that guy's in Columbus now, did you know that?
John Collins?
Yeah. He's like getting booed there.
Jesus. So he's doing comedy in Columbus?
I guess. That's what Paul said. He said he went to Columbus recently and fucking John Collins was at a mic.
Hmm.
It's like, he's like,
well, good for him.
Yeah, good on him.
Yeah,
he's all right.
All that invested in it.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
He improved a lot over time.
He did. Well, I mean, it's hard to
The one that got a chicken wing.
Yeah, it's right hard to not improve.
Like, yeah, that was bad.
When you flame out like that. Mm-hmm. That was a good spot, the old redstone.
I liked it.
Remember one time the power went out and we still did the show there? Was there
any that was fun. I was there for that.
Yeah.
I think I may have been there.
Yeah. It's like that place that replaced it is gone now, too.
Yeah,
it's
like well, because nobody ever wants to go over there. Like, that was a... Comedy was the only thing that everybody went to the Redstone for, and they were just like, oh, maybe you want to do it.
Dude, the whole Detroit...
that place a comedy club.
Yeah.
Yeah. The whole Detroit, like, Shoreway is an insane, like... snapshot of late capitalist fucking America.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not, it's like gentrified, but like,
but only to like
a certain point.
Yeah.
And
it's got some good restaurants over there.
It does, but like, and then like property values there are fucking insane, dude. Mm-hmm. Like a duplex is like $350,000.
Right. And you could be next to a place that like, is...
where they just found a kid buried in the front yard.
Exactly.
Like, yeah. I'm like fucking 78th or something like that.
I know that.
Yeah.
That's pretty nuts.
Yeah, it
How
is.
How's the kid? Is he okay?
I don't know. He's not going to pull through.
Greatest hiding spot ever.
They'll never find me encased in concrete.
He's just holding... he's got on a shirt that says... hide and seek champion
over a skeleton.
Timmy just always took things too far.
Mm-hmm. And there's just like a little straw.
Oh man, that's my biggest fear, being encased in concrete.
That's your biggest fear?
Yeah. Don't you ever think about weird, like,
yeah, I think about weird stuff. The thing that makes me the most uncomfortable is like when... remember in school when you put your chairs on your desk and you have like the legs sticking up? That always made me crazy uncomfortable at the end of the day. Like, I hated walking across the room. I fucking hated it because like it's like right at eye level, and I was always afraid that I was gonna like trip or someone's gonna bump into me and my eyes were gonna get stabbed through these chairs.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying, the fears.
That's true. Yeah. All right, that's fair enough.
That's just as likely as Ryan getting buried in concrete.
Yeah.
What would my crazy fear be? I grew up with a very healthy fear of motorcycles and fire.
Motorcycles and fire. Yeah, that's right.
That's more bad shit that happened. Like my one uncle died in a motorcycle accident.
My cousin
and
died on
a year before that. My other uncle was in, like, he worked for the gas company.
Yeah.
He was, like, in a hole, like, doing some shit with lines, and something went up. Something sparked, it went up, third-degree burns everywhere.
Oh. That's terrible.
Yeah, as far as, like, more practical ways of dying, getting set on fire is...
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, burning alive would be the fucking worst.
Yeah, burning alive,
That's when, like, people set themselves on fire, like...
as a protest?
Yeah. Like, what are you doing?
Well, they're mostly Buddhist monks, so I assume
but
they're meditating.
But how? But even, I don't care how good you are at meditating, if you're on fire, you are regretting that decision. There's no amount of
He's got like a light, like a white line across his forehead from where the blast had his helmet go right into his head.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Do you have to get skin grafts and shit?
Everywhere.
Yeah, I'd imagine.
His whole body.
That's supposed to be the most painful thing, because they gotta, like, scrape the scabs off and shit. Ugh. Mm-hmm. That fucking would suck.
Do you call him
Wade
Wilson?
This is in the fucking 80s. Huh?
Do you call him Wade Wilson?
No, I don't. He's Uncle Tom, and he's a little bit too crazy to get fun nicknames.
Yeah, you can't call him Deadpool?
he wouldn't get it, and he wouldn't like it.
Just take him, like, watch the movie with him, and then, like, after the scene where he's on fire, just be like, eh? What do you think of that?
So we were like, as kids, like we were raised with a very healthy fear of fire.
Yeah, I hope so.
We never lit off our own fireworks. Keep a healthy distance. My friends would be like, "Why are you running at firecrackers?"
What didn't you tweet out that fucking Mohammed Massaquah
got
his fucking hand amputated?
Yeah, what? He's got a fucking robot hand.
What?
He is Claw from fucking Black Panther. He was in an ATV accident and his hand got fucking shredded and they tried to save him and like reattach him, and then like every couple days one of the fingers would like go necrotic and fall off, and they or like he'd have to like get it amputated again. Like it was fucking horrible. So now all he's got a thumb and a robot hand that goes I gotta find the video because
He didn't need his hands anyways, based on his performance.
Yeah.
Well, his concussion fucked things up. He just got concussion after concussion after concussion.
He was terrible.
He had a couple decent games. It was Robiski that was real bad.
The Robiski was way worse.
Took both of them in the second round. I think that was the same year we took David Vecune too. I think it was all three of those guys in the second round.
He only lasted like a year.
He was embarrassing. He was hardly a special teamer.
Who was that? That was
Mangini.
Was that Mangini that took those guys?
The Man Genius. And then
second round pick out of Hawaii. It was terrible.
In his only draft, because then the next year Tom Heckert was the GM, and they fired Mangini after a fucking zombie season where everybody knew he was going to get fired at the end of the year.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
But they still wasted that whole year.
Yeah, the last couple of drafts, they seemed so good.
Yeah. Well, they're not going to they're perpetually going to be garbage, dude. They're cursed.
There's some talent coming up, I think.
Did you see A.J. McCarron's going to be the new quarterback?
Oh, is that happening?
Probably. Why wouldn't it? They tried to trade for him.
Kirk.
That's who Joe Thomas wants, and if that's who Joe Thomas wants, then that's who I want.
Joe Thomas is out, and they're not going to sign Kirk Cousins, and not only that, Kirk Cousins didn't want to fucking be here. Why would he?
True.
Joe Thomas at Giant Eagle on Valentine's Day.
Did you?
Uh-huh.
Is he a massive human being?
No, he looks very thin.
Really? Well, yeah, he probably hasn't done shit. He's retired, dude. There's no way he's coming back.
I think he's coming back.
No. Why would he? He's got a fucking successful career. He's not getting knocked around.
Some reason his career was so successful. He loves doing it.
But, I think he's smart enough to know, it's a lot easier to be on TV. And he's funny and, engaging. Yeah.
Him and Hawk are both fucking great.
Yeah, Hawk was always outspoken.
Well, Hawk's been on ESPN a bunch. And he's fucking good. There's so many players that are just such trash. And they just have nothing interesting to say.
Oh yeah,
and nothing.
Most of them.
He's good.
Hawk had those real funny videos with his little boy.
Yeah,
yeah,
yep.
Those were hilarious.
And he was very outspoken when the Tamir Rice thing happened, I believe.
Yeah, he was. I think that's why I followed him.
He had a decent year for being or decent career for being a fucking undersized.
He's a walk-on guy.
Yeah.
Didn't he win that show or something?
That
Dallas Cowboys show, right?
Yeah. I think he won that, and he played for the Bengals for a little bit, then for us. He had 1,000 yards that 1 year for us, and then disappeared.
Yeah, well, that was just
coaching.
More coaching, yeah.
The same geniuses that got rid of the barn dog, Gary Barnage.
Yeah, I'll never understand that.
What is with we had him? We had Cameron Jordan. Jordan Cameron, and then they were trash with other teams, but they were decent with us.
Yeah, because it was... who was running the offense then? Well, I guess there was under two different regimes, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jordan Cameron would have been.
No, it was all under fucking Patton, right? Or no,
not
no
all
you're
of
right, you're right.
Yeah.
Barn Dog was under Patton.
Yeah.
There's his hand.
Oof.
You see that?
What?
Yeah, that's his...
How does he have enough money to afford that?
It's probably like a sponsorship because he's.
How does he have enough pull to get that kind of sponsorship?
Because he's a second round pick.
Yeah. You want to be the face of dumbasses that lost their hand?
Well, Jason Pierre-Paul is that.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true. He's going to be.
Give him a hand.
I want to hear it, though. I want you to hear the noises it makes if he wants to do anything. You can't sneakily grab anything with this.
I want to see him just grabbing beer bottles and I'm smashing right in his hand. It's way too drunk or under control.
He tries to caress his wife's face. I can't stop.
I can't pass you. Anyway, it just goes it sounds like robot noises. You get it.
I just bought a ticket to Austin, Texas.
Austin, Texas is tight, man. When are you going?
Memorial Day weekend.
Nice.
My buddy's bachelor party.
Are you doing any shows while you're down there?
My buddy's bachelor party.
Fucking Austin is a great fucking city. I went one time. It was cool as fuck.
I went, but I didn't really get to experience it. My cousin's wedding was like right outside in a place called Bee Cave, Texas.
Oh, yeah.
What could possibly be more fucking terrifying than a cave of bees?
In Texas. Yeah. Racist bees. Yeah.
Bees with guns.
How would you name your city that? I guess they're trying to keep people out. Yeah. But there's like this, it's like a TV set for like Old West stuff.
Oh, that's
it's like
cool.
A little Old West town. My cousin's wedding was there. It was pretty fun.
That's really cool.
Yeah, that's really cool. That's a funner wedding than most people would have.
Yeah.
Very much so.
I had a fun wedding. His wife are fun people.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, like, I don't know what I would do if I, like, I think I'd have a party. We still want to have, like, a party in, like, the fall or whatever that would be fun, like a kegger or something.
You should do it in the spring, like a nice little springtime fling.
Yeah, something.
Let's go do it at Edgewater Park and just get rowdy on the public.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Everybody goes to jail. We make a pact now. Everybody goes to jail.
Let's do it.
I can't go to jail again.
Oh, man.
I mean, it depends what it's for, though.
Yeah, really. If it was,
what it's for is the story, Bill.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
For the story.
For the story.
All right, we're close to being done. Let's fucking go celebrate your birthday.
Yeah, celebrate my birthday.
You can't happy sing the birthday song, so I wrote a new one for you. Birthday, birthday, Billy. Birthday, Billy. Birthday, Billy. Birthday, birthday, Billy. Happy birthday, friend.
Yeah.
Ready? Mm-hmm. Birthday, birthday, Billy. Birthday, birthday, Billy. Billy birthday, Billy birthday.
Listen to my birthday song on the Fantasy Boys.
Because of copyright infringement reasons.
No, but now that's actually public domain now. It's been long enough.
Birthday, is birthday, it? Billy?
You know, birthday, birthday, Billy is very strict IP laws against it. And actually, we're going to have to pull this show because I'm not agreeing to have it wasted on this podcast.
You sign an agreement, buddy. All right, so that's blood. All. Boyfriends, we love you, and goodbye.
Go Browns.
Paul Harvey, good day.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.